Okay,
so the Sugya of Kiddush Makom Suda, we're going to break down our discussion into really three different areas, but first we'll just start with the Gemara, which is source number one. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. We'll see exactly what that means, but in order to, can only make Kiddush if there's a Suda there. Savar Mina. Thought to say, this means that you can't make Kiddush in one house and then go eat your meal in another house. But to move within one house, to make Kiddush in the dining room and then go to eat in the kitchen, well, that would be okay. That would not be a problem with Kiddush Makom Suda. Sometimes we would be by Shmuel. And he would go from the roof to the main floor, and then he would make Kiddush again. So clearly, that's not the case. It sounds like it's not the case. And really, it is a problem of Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda, even if you go from room to room within one house. Rav Huna also held this Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Rav Huna Kaddish V'Isakar Le'Ishraga, because Rav Huna made Kiddush, and then the candle went out in the room that he was in, so he couldn't eat anymore, it was too dark. V'Aili Le Lamane Lebe Ganane Derabba Bre. So then he went to his son Rabba, who had a candle, the Kaddish V'Ta'amidi, and then he made a new Kiddush and had something there. Alma Kasavar in Kiddush Abu Makom Suda. So we see the concept of in Kiddush Abu Makom Suda means that if you make Kiddush somewhere, you have to have something to eat there also, or you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. If you made Kiddush somewhere and then you want somewhere else to eat, so then you'd have a problem now. So why is this the case? Why is there a problem of in Kiddush Abu Makom Suda? So the Rashbam in source number two gives us two reasons. Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda Dechsev quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya, the Karasa La Shabbos Oneg. The Makom Sha'ata Kori La Shabbos, Klomar Karye de Kiddush, where the place that you call Shabbos, meaning Kiddush, Sham Tehe Oneg, that's where Oneg has to be, which is the Suda, Medrashu. So the first reason for Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda is based off of a pasuk in Yeshaya, the Karasa La Shabbos Oneg. So the Kriya has to be in the place of Oneg. Kriya refers to Kiddush, and Oneg refers to the Suda. Inami, Svarhi, maybe it's not based off of a pasuk, it's just logic. Mide itva Kiddush al hayayin, since Kiddush was established to be made on wine, Kedetanya lakaman, as we see later on, Zochreyu al hayayin, that Kiddush is supposed to be done over wine. Mistama al hayayin shebesha Suda hukva techashiv. It's most likely that the yayin that it's referring to, that it needs to be done, is on the yayin of the Suda, because that is considered to be chashav. That's what the second reason given by the Rashbam. So we have two reasons, according to the Rashbam, for the logic of Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda, for the din of Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. One is a pasuk, and one is a svara. So later on, we'll come back to a potential nafka mina between the two, but that's what we have so far, is a din of Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda, and two potential reasons why. So we're going to break down our discussion into three different areas. First of all, what does it mean, makom, in Kiddush Elab, makom suuda? Where is your actual makom? And then, what does suuda mean? How do you fulfill the suuda in order to fulfill in Kiddush Elab, makom suuda? And finally, we'll discuss, if you're not doing a real suuda when you have in Kiddush Elab, makom suuda the first time, would you have to make Kiddush again at your suuda later on? So the first, we'll discuss and makom. What does it mean to be in the correct makom? So look at Shulchan Aruch. We already saw from the Gemara that Shmuel said that if he moved from the top floor of the attic and he moved down to the bottom floor, then he would have to make Kiddush again. So we'll see if that's really the case. So look at Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reishon and Gimel, Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch starts in Sif Aleph. Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda. So within one house, to go from one corner to the other corner, that is still considered to be a makom echad. That if you made Kiddush planning on eating in one corner of the room, so then you change your mind and you decide to eat in a different corner of the room, even if it's a huge hall, you don't have to repeat Kiddush. So the first din that we see from the Shulchan Aruch is within one room, you're fine, no matter where you move. Rama adds, Mibayis l'sukkah, chashav k'mipina l'pina. We're not going to discuss that din of the Rama. Continues the Mechaber, V'yesh omrim, some say, shakol shavro makomo, as long as you see where you are, shakol shavro makomo, as long as you see the original place, afim mibayis l'chatzer, Even if you go from your house out to the yard, ain otzar klafs or lekadosh, you wouldn't have to make kiddush again. Some say that if you make kiddush in one place in order to go to a different place, shapir dami, that's okay as long as you had it in mind. As long as both places were in one house. Turning over, me'igra la'ara. Chain Iker says Rama, that's how we would actually paskin, that as you can move from room to room as long as you had it in mind. So from the straight reading of the Shulchan Aruch, we have that within one room, you can make Kiddush in one corner and move to an entirely different corner, and that's okay to eat. You would not need to make a new Kiddush. To move from room to room within one house, so some say that would be problematic. Others say that as long as you could see the other room, it's okay. So if you're looking out the window and you could see the chatzer, that would still be okay. And others say that as long as you had it in mind to move, that's going to be okay. So we infer that if you were moving from one place to the other within a room, even if you didn't have in mind, that would be okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Gimel says, "Umikom makom lechatchila tov shelo lasa rimakom shekidesh." It's really lechatchila, it's best not to move at all from the place that you make kiddush. Since there are some who are machmir even from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, unless you had in mind that you were going to move, so then you don't have to be machmir. So this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, who says that even within one room, you shouldn't really move from one place to the other unless you had that in mind. So that is in terms of one corner to the other corner.
This means eat the first morsel.
Yeah, the first whatever you're gonna. Yeah, so like the example that in terms of this, so we'll start with Mipina Lipina. So how does this come up ever, Mipina Lipina? So in your house, it doesn't really come up so much that you would move within the room. But let's say you're at a Shabbaton or you're at a Sheva Brachos or something. It happens a lot with guys in yeshiva when they, like we were talking about last week, that you want to drink from the cup, get wine from the cup. So you're going to stand up there at the head table wherever the Rebbe is, and then you're going to stand there for Kiddush, and then but you're eating at a place entirely different. Or if you're in a huge yeshiva, you're in a mirror or something where you have tons of guys in the dining room, so then you're going to be up there, and then you're going to all the way over there. So that would be problematic, according to the Magen Avraham, unless you had in mind that you were planning on eating over there. So sometimes you'll have where you'll walk in, you know you're not even planning on sitting down yet. You get there in time for Kiddush, so you don't even have an idea of where you're sitting. Or you didn't get your place card yet for the place that you were sitting, so you don't know where you're sitting, you just get there for Kiddush. So that, according to the Magen Avraham, would be problematic, because you're going to hear Kiddush over there, wherever you're standing, but you're going to eat over there, wherever your seat is, and you don't even know where your seat is, so you're not even having that in mind. So that would potentially be only according to the Magen Avraham. The pashas of the Shulchan Aruch is, Mipina Lipina is fine, even if you didn't have it in mind, but we try to fulfill all the shitas, at least when the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, so that would be something to be aware of in terms of the Magen Avraham, to always know where you're going to sit, so that you'd be able to have in mind. There's another Mishnah Berurah elsewhere that says that we should try and be, when making Kiddush, you should try and be in your seat also, because ideally you're supposed to be sitting for Kiddush, so those that stand, you should still have some type of kviyas, so you should be at a seat and not walking around, but okay, so that's in terms of Mipina Lipina, but in terms of Mecheder Lecheder, within one house, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Zayin says, Hu adin mi bayis labayis, im roe mekomo, ve'ein shvil hayachid kavua, b'mosacham b'mosach, g'sham b'mosach b'nein. If you see the place that you are going to eat in a separate room, that's okay. In the bottom, ve'ein lismuch al dasa yesh omer b'hazeh, but you shouldn't rely on that yesh omer. Rak lingin diyeve b'shasad chak. Seeing the room that you're going to eat in, you really shouldn't rely on lechatchila. Unless it's really shasad chak, where it's impossible to eat where you're hearing kiddush. So to rely on that, lechatchila would really not be good. The shita that says that as long as you could see the other room that you're going to eat in, we really shouldn't rely on that. However, the Rama said, he said, v'chein ikar, in terms of the last shita, in terms of the shita of as long as you had in mind, right? The Shulchan Aruch said, v'yesh omrim, she'im kidesh v'makom echad al das lecho v'makom acher shapir dami. And the Rama says, v'chein ikar. So it would appear that would be a fine thing to do, as long as you have in mind, you're going to be okay. So when does it come up that you would go from room to room? So it wouldn't happen in a shul like this. but in some shuls in America where they have more than one room, so you would make kiddush in the shul, the rav would make kiddush in the shul, and then after davening, and then everyone would go downstairs, or everyone would go to a different room to actually have the kiddush. So in some shuls, you'll be lucky and you'll have like an accordion door or something that you'd be able to open up the accordion door right before kiddush, and then you'd be able to see the room that you're going to make kiddush in. But if you don't have that, you're going downstairs to the social hall or something like that. So this is what you'd be relying on. You'd be relying on this ramah. However, the Be'er Halacha, going on the Chein Iker, says, "Umikol makom lechatchila lo yasakein alba makom dochak." Lechatchila, you really shouldn't rely on this unless it's a pressing situation. Why? Daha hamagin Avraham b'siv katan aleph machmir lechatchila afilu mipina lepina. The Magen Avraham was machmir that you shouldn't move from corner to corner. Unhi desham kasavnu demistaber dein lahakam b'zeh. Even though we said, okay, you don't need to be machmir for that. Mikol makom leinyan. For sure, when it comes to room, you should be machmir, even if you have in mind, the Ran says that that would be problematic, so we should be machmir for the Ran. So, the conclusion of the Be'er Halacha is that even though the Ramah says that moving from room to room is going to be okay as long as you had it in mind, says the Be'er Halacha, you really shouldn't rely on that because the Ran is machmir. And unless you have a combination of seeing the place and knowing that you're going to move there, like the accordion door, so then you really shouldn't rely on it. So in shuls where they make the kiddush upstairs and they move downstairs, so the Be'er Halacha would say it's best not to do this. But obviously, the Be'er Halacha says if it's a makom dochak, you could do it. So, you know, it's for every rav to decide what's considered a makom dochak. Obviously, they're doing it for a reason, probably because they think by the time they get downstairs, maybe everyone will start eating before they make kiddush, or it'll be by the time they get everyone quiet, it'll take too long. So, you know, that would be a concern. I know of one shul where the rav, they bring the rav cookies, so he makes kiddush upstairs, and he eats the cookies there, and everyone else goes downstairs. I don't know if that's because, you know, they want him to be doing l'chatchila, and everybody else, you know, it'll be, it's okay, they can rely on the Be'er Halacha, but that seems to be the din l'chatchila, that you really shouldn't rely on this, moving from room to room, even if you have it in mind, unless you really need to. Again, I don't think this will come up in our homes too much, but in the shul kiddush situation, sometimes it will come up in a larger shul. So the Be'er Halacha would say that you really shouldn't rely on it. In terms of switching homes entirely, so then even having in mind, that doesn't help you. You can't move from one house to another house, for sure. Okay, so that's in terms of practical applications of moving from one place to another. And to summarize again, moving from one corner to the other corner is going to be fine, really. But Magen Avraham says to be machmir, but if you have in mind, it's going to be okay. And then from room to room, so even though the Ramah says if you have in mind, you're going to be okay, the Be'er Halacha says to be machmir, but b'shas adchak, you'd be able to rely on it. And for sure, if you could see the other place, then for sure, it's going to be okay.
Regarding some shuls where it's actually ideal and faster, leave the actual shul and then come down to the basement, for example. Would that actually go in like a separate building? Or
what happens if you're going... So that's what I think we'll get to that. That'll be the next right now. So another related issue is what happens if you go out of the room and then you come back in? Okay, fine. So yes. So your situation, is I guess it's a question of you're going from room to room and we want to know what happens if you go outside. Does it now considered cheder bias labias instead? But what happens more and more common, and I think it's similar enough, is just in your own home when you leave the room for whatever reason, such as to go wash. If you don't have a sink in your in the dining room, so now you're leaving the room, you're going cheder lecheder. So are you now relying on having in mind? Let's say you can't see the sink. Okay, so now are you now going cheder lecheder? Is that a problem that you're leaving the room to come back in? You're leaving the room to go wash. You're leaving the room because you need to go to the bathroom. You're leaving the room because you want to bring in the appetizer, so that it's ready before everyone sits down. There's a lot of people there and you want to just go on a tour of the house or something. So, a variety of reasons that you might leave the dining room where you're eating. So is that now an issue as well? So for that, we have the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yud Beis and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yud Dalet. So the Mishnah Berurah of Sivkatan Yud Beis says, "Lo yasek avil zman katzar kasa b'shiyarei kneses hagdola." So the Shiyarei Kneses Hagdola says, "Di im eze siva kami duchde, The yatza luchas is for whatever reason you had to get up and go out. But achar kach chazon mekomo, and then you came back. Ein tzarich lachzor ulekadesh machmas sheyatza luchas. You don't have to make a new kiddush just because you left. Kevan shelavasov haisa suda b'makom kiddush. Because as long as you ended up with kiddush b'makom suda, it's okay that you took a bit of a break in the middle. Ayin sham. That's the shiur knesset
sukkah. You made kiddush.
You made kiddush.
You didn't taste anything.
Didn't right? Because you're going to wash or you're going to the bathroom. You're just leaving the room. I don't know. You might have a sink in your dining room. I don't have a sink in my dining room. So I have to go. I have to
you
leave
didn't
the room.
Taste anything after the kiddush?
No.
You make kiddush.
Yeah.
And then you walk out.
You make kiddush and then you're going to have challah. But you have to wash first before you can have the challah. So says the Sherek Nesus Gedola, you're stuck. Yeah, you're okay. But Yesh Cholkin Bazeh. There are some who are cholik on this. So that would seem to be a problem. Al Kain Lechatchila Yizahar Bazeh Me'od. Okay, Lechatchila, you should be careful not to leave the room at all and not to go out of the building in order to get back in. Ubiprat Achbidiyabed, Ubiprak Shayatzarich Laso Srachav. But b'di'evet, and especially if you have to go to the bathroom, so then for sure you don't have to be machmir to make kiddush again once you leave. The harezek kedvarim sheim tzarchei seuda, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's similar to tzarchei seuda. And the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that we have this heter of tzarchei seuda, that anything that tzarchei seuda is not considered a hefsek. Just like after you wash, you're able to say, you know, pass the salt. So then so too, anything that is tzarchei seuda, he seems to believe, would then lead to it not being a hefsek. He says the same thing at the bottom, at the end of Sifkat and Yadala, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nireh, dim haya hefsek machmas hadvarim shim tzorech se'uda, lo chashiv hefsek. If you have a hefsek, mishum tzorech se'uda, so then it's not going to be considered a hefsek.
Sounds like it really would be problematic, though, if it wasn't even the machmas se'uda. Kiddush upstairs, leave downstairs.
Because then you're not returning to your original place.
Exactly.
Right? But if we assume that mecheder lecheder is okay if you had in mind, okay, so then, as long as this is tzarchei seuda that you're doing, if you're going out in order to be able to get to the seuda,
right.
So then you might consider, you know, it all depends on how you define tzarchei seuda, if you consider that tzarchei seuda. In source number 3, on the Mar Makomos, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ubedavar sheyesh tzorech, lo shayach hefsek, kagon shemakom anatilo rachog mimakom achila, if the place that you're washing is very far away. So this, the Aruch HaShulchan is actually, in terms of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, that it's not considered a hefsek if you have to walk far to wash. But it's the same thing would apply if we're dealing with a hefsek, that as long as it's only called a hefsek if you're shoheh, the ain't tzarech lishos. If you're just standing there, and you don't really need to, so that's when it's going to be a problem. But anytime there's some type of tzorech, you would be okay. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah again, lechatchila yizahar bazem me'od. Okay, how the Mishnah Berurah decides when to say lechatchila yizahar bazem me'od. Not sure, but he says lechatchila yizahar bazem me'od. But b'di'evet, combined with the fact that it's tzarchei seuda, you would be okay. So lamaisa, the Orchos Rabbeinu brings out the Chazon Ish and the Chafetz Chaim were makbid not to leave the room to wash. They didn't have a sink in the room. Okay, they weren't that fancy to have no many sinks. Lucky if you had one sink, but they would have someone bring them water. So it says in Orchos Rabbeinu, they would have someone bring them water so they could wash at the table. There's different shmuos about what the stipler actually did. I don't know how that happens, but that's the case. And so what should you do if you want to be able to fill this? So I heard in a shir a long time ago from Rav Nissen Kaplan when he used to give the halacha shirim in the mirror. So he gave a shir where he said that this is what he does, and then I saw in the Sefer Nishma Shabbos that it brings that this is what Rav Chaim Belazner did. Rav Nissen Kaplan said that it was no one would know that you were actually doing this for this reason. So it was one of those mysterious nihugim that people wouldn't realize. But he would just sit at the table and wait for everyone else to come back. Make sure there was always someone at the table, because just like we find that, you know, if you're sitting and eating and then you get up and you leave and you come back and everything's cleared off and there's no one there, that'll be a problem of benching. That would have ended your su'udah. But if there are people that are still sitting there, that's a continuation of the su'udah. So he says this would be the same thing, that this is a continuation of, that it's not called a hefsek and a problem of kiddush, of breaking the connection between the kiddush and the su'udah, as long as someone remains at the table. So if everyone gets up to leave and they all go into the kitchen to wait in line to wash, so that's when you'd have this problem. But if someone remains at the table, so then you won't have this problem. So that's what he said he does. He sits at the table waiting. Now people know because he said it in the shir, but beforehand no one would ever know why he was sitting there, I guess. But that's the Eitzah. So I don't do this. I used to do it when I heard him say it, and then I forgot that I did it. And then when I was preparing this shir, and I looked at my notes, and I saw that I had this from this and Kaplan, so I said, maybe I'll start doing this Shabbos again. But we'll see. I don't know. Listen, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, l'chachili yizhar mezema od. So if it's a simple Eitzah to be able to do, so then it's not a big deal. But you know, if it's going to cause issues, so then, once again, it's Sar Chesuda combined, so it seemed to be okay b'diyavet.
So yeah, what is that? Meaning you made Kiddush, you had the wine, but you didn't have your Suda.
Yeah.
So is that why some? So what about people that have? I haven't seen this in a long time. They have mazonos. I guess
right there. Yeah, that I don't know why. I don't think it would solve this issue. It depends. It depends on if you for sure if you already had Kiddush, you know, in shul. So then, I guess it depends on the next sugya that we'll get to with you know mazonos versus pas. But I don't know that that's why they do that. I never understood why they did that. It also causes brachas and tzricha shilas.
But it's good, though.
Yeah, growing up, there was one Hasidic family in West Orange, and then they did it. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a Hasidic thing or what. But yeah, maybe that's why they do it. So that's in terms of that leaving. The other issue that comes up related to this is the Ramah. The Ramah in Sif Gimel. Ramah in Siv Gimel says, "Itzarech leechol b'makom kiddush." Okay, la'alter. So he says you have to eat in makom kiddush la'alter. O sheheid b'daito leechol shamiyad, or have in mind that you're going to eat there right away. But if not, if you don't do la'alter, you don't have in mind to eat la'alter, then it's no good. So what does la'alter mean? What does it mean? The Ramah says you should eat right away. So, meaning, if you're telling me that I have to eat right away, so then I can't be in a shul and say I'm going to make the rav of the shul is going to make kiddush upstairs and we're going to go downstairs. It's not fulfilling la'alter. La'alter means right away. So how do we define la'alter? So obviously there's a bunch of different shitas because what you're going to do is you're going to look at la'alter in other situations and then try to apply it here. So the Siddur Yavid says just like la'alter by Netilas Yadayim, take a linatila achila that you have to, you know, try and eat right after you wash. That we say is how long it takes to walk up bezamos, which is around 15 seconds. So too, he says, here it's going to be 15 seconds also. Obviously, that's a bit of chumrah to say you only have 15 seconds. The Aruch HaShulchan says it can't be that. And he says, lo nitnu tor l'malachei asharis. It just means don't wait too long, right? Don't be showhead too long. Others say, k'dei achilas pras, which has a wide variety of opinions. Others say, just like by Boer, la'alter means a half hour. So here it'll mean a half hour also. Mice, it's unclear how long. But what it does for us is it just means you should try and hurry it up. Don't cause any issues, right? But you should try and speed things up. But that is the language of the Ramah that he says la'alter. So again, in terms of moving from place to place, we had room to room. Within the room, you should be okay, for sure, if you have it in mind. And then room to room within the same house, if you have it in mind, The Ramah says that's okay, but the Berlacha says you should be mafmir. Then even after that, taking a break within the same room, leaving for a moment and then coming back to make kiddush in that room, or going out and coming back in, is that an issue? So the Mishnah Berurah says you should really be yeshli zarbaza. Others, he brings a shiar kness l'gdol that it's not a big deal, and for sure if it's sarchei suda, it would seem to not be a big deal. If we could be mafmir, we should. And the Ramah, language of the Ramah, is to do a la'alter, so also something that we should try and be mafmir for whenever possible. So that's section number one. Moving. Next section, what is included in the Suda? So we have the Mechaber, become famous due to our Kiddushes and Shul, and Siv Hei. Mechaber and Siv Hei, which would be the page 3 if they were numbered. Kaswa Gaonin. Had in Kiddush Alu Makom Suda, Afilu Achal Davar Muat, Oshasa Kos Yayin, Shechayel Ala Bracha, Yatza, Yedei, Kiddush, Vemakom Suda. The Gomer Sudasa B'Makom Acher says the Machaber quotes the Gaonim who say that Ein Kedush Makom Suda is even if you just drink wine that counts as a Suda. The Dafka Achal Lechem Oshasa Yain Aval Achal Peros Lo, but fruit definitely will not work. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hay Oshasa Yain the Kol Shekeni Machal Mine Targima Mechameshes Minim Diyatza. For sure, mazonos is going to be better than wine. Dehem chashivi tvei l'suda shabbos niyayin. Avol sheicharu shar mashkin afilu im hayachamer medina. Ein yotzei bam b'makom suda. Delosayit aleiv kamo yayin. But Chamer Medina would not be good enough. It's wine or mazonos, and that's it. Ayin v'chidush adon rabbi be'eger u'betos stefes Shabbos shehu chichu de l'kamer yishon emeinu yotzei yidei kiddush makom suda al yidei kos hayayin al kein nirish ein lahakab azeh o makom atcha. So Rabbi Akiva Eger brings those who say that you should not rely on yayin, and therefore you should only rely on yayin b'shas atchak. So right now we have the obvious pas, bread, for sure, lechem. And then we have, potentially, the Gaonim say, and brought by the Mechaber, wine. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham, kol shekein, mizonos should be okay. And Rabbi Akiva Eger who says, better not to rely on wine. If you go down in Sifkan Chavav of Mishnah Berurah, after their first word on the line is achronim in brackets, right after that, we have the hine b'shulta giborim kasav da'ak b'peros die. The chosu de Shabbos nechsheves keva. So the Shulta Giborim does say that Peros works for Suda, even non-Mazonos stuff, but the Torah Shulchan Aruch are correct that you should not rely on that. So we have that if you're really weak and you have no Mazonos around, you need to eat something, so then you could rely on the Shulta Giborim to have fruit. So we have three possible shitas as to what su'uda means. You have pas, lechem gomer, then you have wine, or kavachomer mazonos, and then you have peiros. And we see that shulta giborim's peiros really should not be relied on, but just as a side point, there's a maisa that's brought from the Chazon Ish, that some of the doctors told him he's not allowed to eat anything besides vegetables, and the Chazon Ish told him that he's still chayav to make kiddush, even though there's a requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda, because he said, for him, this is Mizono. For him, this is called Kiddush Makom Suda. But he told him to hear Kiddush from someone else, and then everyone donned, why did he tell him to hear Kiddush from someone else? Is it because, really, he doesn't think it's Kiddush Makom Suda, or just maybe it would be better for him to hear from someone else, but it really would work, he could do it on his own. If he didn't have someone else there, should he do it or not? Okay, so he wasn't clear on that. But that's where Peros comes up. But for us, Peros rarely comes up. But it seems from the Mechaber pretty straight that we have the sheet of the Gaonim that you can rely on wine and potentially Mazonos for Kiddush Makom Suda. However, it's not so simple because source number 4 on the sheets, we have Tosfos who says, going on our Gemara, he says, Nir dehainu ti'imas lechem. Sorry, that kitzer does not belong there. It belongs with 5. So the te'imas lechem is really what is considered suda. It's not just Tosos, it's the Rush, and it's Rabbeinu Yonah also. You have Tosos, the Rush, and Rabbeinu Yonah who all say that the suda has to be pas. Not only that, but the Berelacha himself brings on, going on Sif Hei, on that Kasav Agaonim, the Berelacha says, "Ubesefer Maisa Rav Kasav." The bottom of the page, "Sefer Maisa Rav Kasav Sheagra Af Bekiddush Hayom Lo Hayem Akadish Elu Makom Suda Gemura VeLo Mine Targima Oyayin." So the Gra would not rely on this. The Gra would not say that you could rely on Mizonos or Yayin. He would go with this, the Pashtus of the Tosfos and the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah who say that it would have to be bread. So we have all these Rishonim who say bread. We have the Gaonim who say wine. We have the Magen Avraham, brought in the Mishnah Berurah, Kavachomer Mazonos, and then you have Peiros. So obviously, this is what we rely on to have Kiddush and Shul. We rely on the Shita of the Gaonim. But it's important to be aware that even though the Mechaber does bring the Shita of the Gaonim, so you can't say, no, it's wrong. But it's clear that there are Rishonim that hold otherwise. And the Berelacha brings the Gra, who held otherwise also. So it's just important to be aware of this. So, you know, everyone has to decide for themselves when they want to be machmir for shitas, when they don't want to be machmir for shitas. But even though from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch it seems clear, and from the Minhag Olam it seems clear that, you know, it's okay to rely on Mizonos for sure, it's important to be aware that these shitas do exist that say it has to be davka pas. When does wine come up? So the discussion when wine would come up would probably be shuls that make Kiddush and Shul Friday night. You have a problem if there's an adult that's going to be making Kiddush, so he's not Yotze that Kiddush, because there's no Kiddush Makom Su'uda, so it could be that he should drink a revius of wine in order to, at least on some level, fulfill Kiddush Makom Su'uda when he makes that Kiddush. He might not want to make heavy Yotze that.
Would you have a kid drink?
Or what?
Wouldn't you have a kid drink?
That's what people, yeah, that's what they do, is they would have, but if there's no kid around, so then you should probably lock it to...
You say there's no kid around, you still...
You're the one that's being Yotze the Kiddush, then, if there's no kid around.
So if you wouldn't have Makom Suda, then it would just be... It wouldn't even be a Kiddush.
You wouldn't be Yotze the Kiddush, yeah. So it's unclear. If you hold up the Takana of Kiddush and Shul, so then you have to figure out how to, you know.
If it's only for the Orchim, it's not a real Kiddush anyways.
Okay,
no?
But once you're making it. So unless you say the Takana of, you know, that would be a shir unto itself, you know, how strong that Takana becomes, but, you know, just I guess that's when it will come up, because otherwise it wouldn't really come up. It's also a discussion of whether it means just whatever you're drinking for Kiddush, or you have an extra of these. Okay, so then if you are relying on mezonos, you're having Kiddush and Shul, and you're going to have mezonos. So other important things to be aware of, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in source number 5 says, V'chein kshemekadish b'yom b'shachar kodem ha-se'uda ha-kvua b'ochel pas kisnin yesh lakachas shtayim shlemos. It should be machmir to take 2 whole cookies. The Zecher Lecha Mishnah? I don't know, but that's all the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. And it's not a machlokes between the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Das Tor of the Maharsham, but Reb Nevin Saul brings that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to be machbit on this. When he would eat by kiddushes, he would be machbit to have 2, and ki'ilu it was lecha mishnah, to have 2 cookies.
Yeah, there earlier on front of that down.
No, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is the first one. I was looking around trying to find.
It's got a list of.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently, it's good enough that Reb Shlomo Zalman felt that it was something to be machbit on. Another thing.
Making Kiddush on lechem fit into this at all, or it's a whole separate?
It's a separate, you know.
Because that could solve. I mean, that would solve any Kiddush Rabbi Masuda issues if you're making Kiddush on the lechem.
For sure.
But there's no correlation.
It might not be lechatchila to make Kiddush on lechem. So
in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, especially Shabbos day for sure, it's not lechatchila to make Kiddush, and that's what we saw last week, because there's no hecker then that it's actually Kiddush. Better to do on Chabad Medina then. So we're more makbid, we're more makil, like the Gaonim, but we would only do it during the day. We wouldn't do it Friday night. So because there's a shita of the Raiva that also some bring that we're relying on. We're not just relying on the Gaonim. We're relying on the shita of the Raiva, which I didn't put on the sheet because I wanted to only have one side, because I was printing from my printer that doesn't do double sided. But the Raiva says that he disagrees with the Rambam and says that there's no Isser to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day. The Isser to eat before Kiddush is only Friday night. But Shabbos day, where you already fulfilled Zechariah Olayayin, the whole point of Kiddush is to say that it's Shabbos, and you did that already Friday night. So the Shabbos day Kiddush, it's unclear what the point is, but for sure there'd be no Isser to eat before that Kiddush. So we combine the Sheet of the Gaonim along with the Ravid to allow us to have Kiddush and Shul on Mizono. So those that suggest that that's the case, that we're relying on a combination of the Shita Sagonim and the Ravid, so then it would only be Shabbos day that we would rely on it, and not Friday night.
So growing up, I actually usually have like a thing of rolls for those who hold that.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. Yeah, some shuls, you know, would have the rolls there. So for the Ravid, it's obvious why we wouldn't do it Friday night, but also even for the Gaonim, we see that there's a difference between Kiddush Shabbos day and Kiddush Friday night. The Mishnah, the Sharetzion, and he's discussing Yayin, but the Sharetzion in Chav Tes, so it's on the bottom of page 9, Gimel Amud Aleph, the Sharetzion in Chav Tes says, "Das halavush, Rabbi Ochana omni b'shita." So mikol makom b'kiddush al shachar yesh lis mochal amakilin im ein lo yayin kol kach al kiddush al laila ein lahakal bazeh. So we see that we're more makil Shabbos day than Friday night, and we understand why the Kiddush Friday night is a much more understandable Kiddush, right? Kiddush Shabbos day, it's called Kiddush Rabbah, and they discuss why. But one of the reasons it's called Kiddush Rabbah is like Lashon Sagi Nahar, like we feel bad for it, and we don't want to say that it's bad, so we call it the Great Kiddush. But really, it's on a lower level, the Kiddush Shabbos day. So that's why we'd be more willing to rely on this sheet of the Gaonim, combination of the Ravid and the fact that Kiddush Shabbos day is a lower level Kiddush. So that's why we would be more makel by Kiddush Shabbos day than Kiddush Friday night. They do bring from the Chazanish that he was makel on Simchas Torah night to rely on it. So they bring from the Chazanish, but obviously there are others who disagree. And so important to be aware of that discussion. But you rarely see anyone that on it. But I do know of a house minion in America that used to have Kiddush Friday night after davening. I'd have some Ragalachad and some stuff like that. So, okay, look, you're relying on the Gaonim, even on Friday night. So even though we see that the minig is definitely lahakel, we have the Ber Halacha who says that you should follow the Gra and only rely on Pas. So it's, you know, important to be aware of that in terms of being, you know, having Kiddush Shabbos day in Shul. Other things to be aware of, Kiddush, if you're going to have Kiddush Shabbos day in Shul, the other 2 things to be aware of are, one issue is eating enough that you now be chayv to bench. Because the combination, the Magen Avraham has, you're probably not going to eat enough pasul b'kisnet to be machayev, because most people at kiddushes aren't really going after the cookies or the cake. You know, you're there for the cholent and kugel, or if you're really fancy, you know, you definitely have, you know, some sushi and some, I don't know, deli roll, whatever else that you might have at these kiddushes. So, but you have to have mezonos in order to fulfill the gaonim. So the Magen Avraham has the shita that, you know, the pasul b'kisnet combined with all the other food will be matzari for a shir kviya suda, and now you'll be chayev to bench. So you just have to be careful. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that that Magen Avraham chumra is only if you ate dalad kibetzim of pasul b'kisnet, and then you eat other stuff to combine to a shir. Rav Vosner says that too. Others say it's only if you're eating it together, but if you eat the cookies first, and then you eat everything else that it doesn't combine. But Rav Moshe in three places is machmer that since our meals, we often eat very little bread, and then we have all this other stuff, so you don't need a specific amount of pasul b'kisnet. And if you're eating it together, then it's going to be matzarik, so you just have to be careful not to eat shir, you know, kviya suda without washing on the rolls that they might provide you first. That's another thing to be aware of in terms of the kiddush. And the last thing to be aware of in kiddush and shul is the beralacha in source number 6. The beralacha in source number 6, not talking about Kiddush and Shul, quotes the Darkei Moshe, Shem Ho'er Zeruah, Mitzvah Lechol Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon, U'me'achar De'ikar HaSuda Hu Lechem, L'chein Aser Lechol, whatever that is, Grimzel, B'Shabbos Kodem HaSuda, Mishum Deshuv Lo Yuchal Lechol Ikar Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon. The whole point of the Suda, the real Suda is your bread Suda. And if you're going to be eating other stuff beforehand, then you're not going to be hungry for the real Suda. You won't eat L'Teyavon. HaDarkei Moshe Cholek on the Or Zeruah. We say you are allowed to eat Friday. Can't eat a big meal, but you could eat. So we're not really concerned. But the Magen Avraham hiski mimo zaruah. Nagu olam lahaka b'shachritz kedasa darkei Moshe v'ochlem mina mezonos la'achar kiddush kodem suuda. So the Berlacha says that they used to do this. They used to eat some mezonos before the suuda, whether they had kiddush and shul or they were doing what Aaron mentioned before about just having it at the table. I don't know. V'ayim b'shulchanar shol hagraz sheyishev amina b'kasav she'ein limchos bi'adam akilin. You shouldn't be mocha in people that do this. U'mikom makom yein shanchei ma'aseh shemachmirin la'atzman b'makom de'efshar. So clearly he's talking about a case of what Aaron was talking about, where they would just have mezonos on the table or something before, and they would have that before Hamotzi. So he says, people are machmer not to do that. So that last line is important for us in terms of the Shabbos Kiddush. For sure you should not be malei kreso from other foods before you suda sapa. So I don't know if this happens to adults, but it definitely happens to my son when he has potato kugel at a kiddush. He fills up and then he doesn't eat at the suda. So we're not mocking it on him, but it's another thing to be aware of. You know, if you're just going to have some crackers and herring, so you'll probably be good for the suda. But if you're eating at a big kiddush and you're going to really fress, so then it might be more of an issue. So again, in terms of section number 2, what is considered to be a suda? So we had the three different shitas. We see the Shulchan Aruch clearly says you can rely on the Gaonim. And combined with the Raivit, the Shabbos day, you can eat before Kiddush. So the Kiddushes and Shul are for sure fine. Me'ikar Adin. But we have the Vilna Gaon, another Rishonim, who say you should really only have Kiddush on Pas. And even if you're going to rely on the Gaonim, so just be aware not to eat too much where you'll then be chayev to bench because of the Magen Avraham, or to not eat l'teyavon at your real suda, you should definitely not be m'malei kreso.
Reshechter is against kiddushes, right?
Right, because he goes like this beralacha with the Vilna Gaon, yeah, that your suda should be on pas.
So that's like the mainstream shita in Washington Heights, right?
I guess. The way that I think, I didn't listen to it, but the way that I remember Nissen Kaplan saying it is basically that, like, the Yodim, you know, we'll only have Kiddush on Pas. And the Machmirin will make Kiddush again when they get home, as we'll see. And the Hamonam, they don't do anything. So that's his dargo, you know, to say like that. But okay, so the last issue is, if you eat at a Kiddush, because you're relying on the Gaonim, maybe combined with the Raivit, is there a requirement to make Kiddush again before your real Suda? So why would this be the case? Why would you do this? So if you really think that, you know, the Vilna Gaon is right, so now you weren't Yotze Kiddush and Malkom Suda, so now you want to fulfill the Vilna Gaon by making Kiddush on your real Suda. And if the reason you ate before is because of the Raivit, so for sure you have to make Kiddush again, because again, you weren't Yotze, you're holding that you weren't Yotze your Kiddush then. And another reason to maybe make Kiddush again is based on the two reasons that we gave earlier, bringing it back to the beginning of Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda. So Gemara, the Rashbam gave two reasons for Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda. One was the Pasuk of the Kras of the Shabbos Oneg, wherever the Kriya is, wherever the Kiddush is, that's where the Suda should be. And the second one was a Svara of Midah Ikva Kiddush Ala Yayin. So Rav Moshe explains that the two reasons are arguing about what does it mean when we say Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda? Does Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda mean that the Kiddush requires a Suda? Or does Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda mean that the Suda requires a Kiddush? It says that according to the Pasuk, so then the main aspect is the meal. And the Kiddush has to be made in the place where the meal is. But according to the logical reason, so then the Kiddush is the main aspect. Because wine is the main part of the meal, and it becomes important that the meal go wherever the wine is. So wherever the Kiddush is. So is it that whenever you have a Kiddush, you have to have a Suda along with it? That would be, Rav Moshe says, according to the Svara. Or is it that whenever you have a Suda, you have to have a Kiddush along with it? That would be, he says, according to the Pasuk. So if we want to fulfill both reasons, so then not only would we have to eat a Suda whenever we have a Kiddush, which we did in Shul, but then when we get home and we're having our Suda, we would have to have a Kiddush again also. So it's not just Ein Kiddush Ala Makom Suda, but it's Ein Suda Ala Makom Kiddush, or however you would want to say it. So that would be another reason to repeat it again when you get home. So to the Gra, or the Ravid, or this Svara of Rav Moshe. And there are many who were Makbid on this. Rav Nemensol brings, though, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that the minhag is not like that. However, later in his life, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he was no hate to do it, because the Ikar Takana of the Suda was to be Alayayin. So again, it should be that your Suda has the Kiddush along with it. So Rav Moshe was Machmir for this. The Salmas Chaim was, Rav Zonnenfeld was Machmir for this. Chubas Hanhagos in source number 7 says also, L'fichach ani noeg, ak sh'ani mekadish v'beis ha-kineses v'ocham ha-zonos, k'sh'ani b'ha-baitza l'sudas hayom, ani mekadish odapam. D'nir sh'kiddush hayom l'rov rishonim hu halacha b'sudas Shabbos, she'bazen nikr sh'hu sudas Shabbos, v'chayabim l'fnei ha-suda davka. So he says, Chubas Hanhagos also would do this, would be sure to make Kiddush again, even though he would rely on the Gaonim and have a Kiddush. When he got home, he'd be makbid to have a new Kiddush again on his Suda, because, again, the Ikar Takana of the Suda was to have Kiddush along with it, because it's machshiv the Suda more. Interestingly, the Chasam Sofer was not makbid on this, and the way that we know it is because of a fascinating story that I had never heard before, and then I just saw it quoted, so I figured I'd share it with you, because I find it fascinating also. So it's quoted from his grandson, says this story, that when he used to visit communities, so he used to be guests in people's homes. So he agreed to be a guest in someone's home. But after he was a guest there, a couple days later, he heard that this guy was spreading Lashon Hara about him and saying that the Chasam Sofer is not so from. So he asked the Shamash to find out, and the Shamash found out that basically what happened was that the host admitted that he had said bad things about the Chasam Sofer, because the Chasam Sofer was when he was staying by his house, he ate Shabbos day at this guy's house, and he didn't make Kiddush first. So he thought that Chasam Sofer didn't make Kiddush before he ate his Suda. So that's what he was telling everyone, that he's not so firm because he doesn't make Kiddush, because Chasam Sofer was noeg to make Kiddush in the morning, and then at the Suda he wouldn't make it again. So it could be that he would make Kiddush in the morning on bread, we don't know. Okay, maybe he was, so can't know for sure. But clearly he didn't make Kiddush again later on, when at the Suda, so he didn't hold of this Rav Moshe Svara, even if it's not because of the Gaonim versus the Gra. So the host was very upset about this. So the Chasam Sofer was astonished and thought, how could this be that such a thing would occur, that people would question me? He was an old man already, he was a huge Talmud Chacham, everyone knew him already. How could he question that? But as he thought about it, he became very happy that this had occurred to him, because he had always been bothered that one day false and corrupt leaders would be in charge of B'nai Israel, and they would lead the people astray from Yiddishkeit, and eventually that would lead to the destruction of the Jewish people. And he realized by this incident, Hashem was showing him that he was mistaken, because Hashem had given the Torah to a very stubborn nation. Here you have the Chasam Sofer, the head of a large community, and nevertheless this Jew had no problem with speaking very disgraceful things about him when he thought he had done something wrong. This Jew had seen from his ancestors they made Kiddush during the day meal, and he thought that the Chasam Sofer didn't. So I see that those faithful to God do not pay attention to their leaders to do something they view as wrong. That is because the true foundation of their faith is what the children receive from their parents. And this is what the Ramban says, that the Jewish people, even if they themselves are not prophets, they are the offspring of prophets. So that's the Chasam Sofer learned from this maisa, something very valuable. But for us, at least, it shows us that he was not makpid to make kiddush again. Salmas Chaim interestingly does point out that it seems to be a bit of a tarte desasri. I don't have it on the sheet, but he points it to tarte desasri for us. If we're doing it because of the gra, so we're saying really we were wrong before, and now we're making it again. So how is that not a tarte desasri? He explains away that when it comes to eating before kiddush, which is only iser derabanan, so we're relying on those poskim who say that mazonos works. But in terms of the actual suda, so then we would want to be makpid for the gra. So that's in terms of that. So the last section, again, do you have to make kiddush again at your suda later on? So we have three potential reasons why you'd have to make kiddush on your suda again later on, either to fulfill the Vilna Gaon, or because of the Ravid, or because of the Shita of Rav Moshe and others who say that the Iker Kviyas of the suda was because to have kiddush along with it. So three different sections, how to move, what to eat, and you have to make kiddush again.